Okay, let's do this fucking shit.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Sitting Ringside. Before we get started today, just want to say a happy birthday to Roberto El Heffalo Villa. And we're going to sing him a happy birthday song. So this one's for you, Roberto.
This is for you. Happy birthday, Ori.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Robbie.
It's been a long time without you, my friend. I tell you all about it when I see you again. Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I appreciate it. And
if you didn't wish Roberto Villa out there in the fight book community, everybody who watches this show, come on now. You ain't a real fight fan. What the hell?
Not a real fight fan. But I do want to say... I do want to say thank you to everybody that reached out and posted on my wall. Thank you so much for all the birthday wishes.
Party time, bro.
It's time to ranch it up.
Let's go. It's time to ranch it up, bro.
Let's ranch this shit up. Oh, all right. Well, guys, this is episode number 195. Five more episodes and we're at 200. Wow. Can't wait. I think
that's going to be in in December.
Yep.
December, if we keep on with this track and we don't do a show on Thanksgiving.
Because it'll
it's
be,
gonna be on the 14th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be my birthday show, 200 episodes. So
yep. 200th episode. Be hell yeah. 195, guys. Let's give a quick shout out to HKA USA, HKAUSA.com. Go to their website. Check them out. They love us. We love them. They support a lot of fighters. Go to HKAUSA.com. Also, go to foxhoundfuel.com and use our discount code to get 20% off everything that you buy on their website every single time. Our discount code is in all caps FBMMA. And if you have your phone out, go ahead and scan the QR code. It will go take you straight to their website. Also, to the fellas, head out to John Tyler's website. Scan the QR code. If you want to get some awesome, comfortable underwear, go to that website. They're awesome. I wear it all the time. Very fucking comfortable.
Protects your junk.
It does. And if you want 20% off, use our discount code in all caps, Fight Book. And if you want to get some merch, some shirts, hat, whatever, let me know. Or scan our QR code, check it out. Or you can go to fightbookmma.com and click the merchandise tab. And you can, buy some stuff.
Buy me a coffee.
Buy us a coffee. I mean, all the money that we're getting out there is just go straight to the website and to the podcast. So It helps. It helps a lot.
I fingered RoboCop.
What the fuck? You fingered RoboCop?
Oh, shit. Also, a quick shout out to
We get a bunch of people scanning that code. That's cool, man.
Good, good. Awesome. Like
12 people already.
Nice.
Let's fucking go. Also, quick shout out to our streaming partners out there at Flow Combat, Fight TV, ESPN Plus, DAZN, and MMA TV. Go check them out. They have a lot of events out there. It's not just the ESPN Plus or Fight Pass. There's other streaming platforms, and they support Fight Book MMA. So go check them out, please. All right, fellas, let's do the quick rundown of the events that are happening this weekend in the MMA, kickboxing, grappling, Muay Thai category. Tomorrow, as always, one Friday Fights 39. Our boy Ray is going to be out there. Of course, we had his brother on our show. We've had Ray a bunch of times on our show. And now Ray works for ONE Championship. So go check him out. One Friday Fights 39. I will be having the live results at the website and the live stream as well. And the next three events are going to be streaming live at Fightbook MMA. Saturday, November 4th, Ryzen Landmark 7. Also, Glory Kickboxing, Glory Collision 6, and Superior Challenge 26, Anderson Macedo versus Kari Albrechtsen. And, of course, on Saturday, November 4th, streaming live on Fightbook as well, Shamrock FC 350. In the boxing bare knuckle slap fighting category, on Saturday, November 4th, this one's going to be streaming live on the website, Don King, Noel Mikalane versus Yunga Makubu.
It's time to ranch it up!
What the fuck? Makubu. Dude. I liked it, bro.
Yeah, man. In Cardiff, Wales, it's going to be a title fight, November 4th. This is Joe Cordina versus Edward Vasquez. They're fighting for Cordina's IBF Junior Lightweight title. And live on ESPN Plus in Lake Tahoe, California, Efe Ahagba versus Joe Goodall. This is going to be a 10-rounder in the heavyweight division. And, of course, our friend, our new friend of Fightbook MMA and at Sitting Ringside, BKFC Thailand 5. This is going to be streaming live at the website. Bakal Benchamek versus Sensei PK Sensei Jim. Wow. What a fucking event this is going to be.
Wow, what a fucking name.
Dude, bro. Right? I mean, when we had our boy Nick on our show, man, he was just fired up about this event. We were fired up about BKFC Thailand. You got two fucking legends fighting each other on the main card, dude.
What? At
the main event. I mean, dude, yeah, it's going to be dope. So, if you haven't already know, Fightbook MMA is going to have these streaming live at the website. And of course, David, what do we always say, man?
You know, watching every single second, every minute, every round, every event that Rob just mentioned. I'm going to fightbookmma.com for all your latest results. And you gotta be drinking Bud Light to be a real UFCer these days. Get your Bud Light ready.
Not a real fight fan, folks. You gotta be doing those fucking Friday challenges, because if you're not, 100% not a real fight fan, just get out of here with that shit.
100,000%.
But the key is, though, now times have changed. Bud Light in hand, MMA funny man, tweeting about every fight. That's real UFC shit right there. Real
I'll be double fisting those things all night. Double fisting them Bud Lights all night, bro. All night. It's fun to stay at the No, I'm just kidding. Enough of that.
Mark over there knows how to dance that song.
Oh, he loves it. I know how to dance that
I'm
song.
I'm old enough to know that song. That's why, fucker.
No, it's because of
something. He was conceived to that song.
No, I was not.
They're both his daddies.
Hope not. Fuck.
Damn. I'm gonna hear turkeys every episode till Thanksgiving, folks.
Yeah, you might even hear the Thanksgiving.
You mean the fake theme. Thanksgiving?
Well, we need to have something for today, because even though it is my birthday, it is Dia de los Muertos. So a lot of Mexicans right now are celebrating this day. It's an awesome day, not just because it's my birthday, but it's because it's Dia de los Muertos. So yeah.
I don't like that. It's gonna be a no for me, dog.
Breaking news. Rudy doesn't like that.
But we do love the Rudy will unveil the Thanksgiving theme song that you'll hear pretty frequently on the show leading up to Thanksgiving. So a little bit later in the show, but it's coming.
It is. Well, guys, there was no UFC this past weekend, but we did have a very interesting fight card.
Mm-hmm. Well, possibly the worst boxing decision, and I don't know. I mean,
you know, man.
I don't think so.
Hey, I know I know a lot of people are trying to say that, you know,
they're protecting the O, guys.
They are, but I think Francis is going to win
that music fight.
Yeah,
you think Francis is the one who won?
I think so, man. I think he edged it out. I think so.
Edged it out.
Damage wise, people think he did it. Damage wise, but
that's not what counts in boxing, bro. That's why it's called boxing. It's a sweet science for a reason.
A lot of people feel like the damage should have been more effective than the damn striking,
bro. Look, I'll put it to you this way: remember when Tyson Fury got knocked down by Deontay Wilder? Yep.
Uh-huh.
Who ended up winning that fight?
Nobody.
That's what should have happened here. But
you're correct.
The fact of the matter is, what happened is he outstruck him. He mm-hmm. They got it right on the scorecards, man. I don't know. I, for one thing, Francis Ngannou really, you know, I guess he gained my respect in that regards, because I didn't think he would stand a chance, and he went the distance, man. So hats off to him. I ain't trying to take anything away from him, but bro, people making all sorts of fucking excuses like, oh, he elbowed him illegally, and it's like, come on, bro, this is just stupid shit. And then people crying and whining about it, like, man, number one, it's just an exhibition match pretty much. It didn't really matter. It was kind of a tune-up fight. He clowned Tyson Fury, man. So it was kind of embarrassing for Fury, man. But, you know, I guess it was a moral victory for Francis. Other than that, I don't think he won. Honestly, it could have gone either way. And if it did, I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be sitting here bitching about it. Say, you know what it is, what it is, man. I'd be bitching about the people bitching about it.
Hey, I wish it would have just gone to a draw. That would have been a lot better outcome on this fight, just because of the knockdown. And the way Ngannou was handling himself against ultimately one of the best heavyweights out there right now, it should have gone as a draw. Just because of the knockdown, that should have been the draw.
But do you think, though, like, I mean, I agree, like, the fight was super close. I like what Rudy said, you know, the respect for Ngannou, because Rudy was pretty, you know, we were all pretty hardcore on Fury, you know, kind of making it look easy. We didn't see Ngannou getting the knockdown. That was big. And then just the way boxing goes, like you said, in a draw, I think a lot of people will still be triggered. Joe Rogan even was pretty pissed off about it and said, anyone that judged that fight should go to jail, was his quote.
Yeah, there was a lot of people triggered. And it was mainly, you know, guys on the MMA side of things. You know, and it was just weird, bro. I was getting attacked by people just for saying, I wasn't like trying to disrespect anybody, but I got people shitting on me, talking shit, you know, clowning. And I'm like, bro, all I'm doing is sharing the fucking fight stats. And if you can't see with your own fucking eyes, I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm not trying to argue with you, because what's there to argue? The guy I wanted to win won. The guy you wanted to win lost, unfortunately. And even if he won, you know, I wouldn't be mad about it. I'd be like, you know, fucking fuck yeah, dude. Francis Ngannou did what nobody thought he could do. And he still did. He still did. You know, he ended up going and dropping him, and he stood in there till the end, bro. And I think Tyson Fury kind of kind of freaked that freaked him out. That freaked him out when he got knocked down, and he just played it kind of kind of safe.
He still played it off, but you could tell.
Yeah, but in the end, though, Francis Ngannou made more in that fight than like the entire half the fucking round.
Well, exactly.
$10 million just to walk to the ring.
You know, so
it was $10 million just to walk to that ring alone. Then on top of everything else he was making.
I don't get why everybody's crying and whining and he's over here bitching on Twitter. I'm like, bro, man, the fuck up, dude. You focus on the next fight. The next fight, which I've been saying should have been the fucking first fight. And it would have been way more entertaining. They're already talking about it. Francis Ngannou versus Deontay Wilder. That's a hell of a fight.
I'm seeing AJ.
Yes. That should have been the first fight.
Dude. That should have been the fucking first boxing match.
That should have been the first
fight. Two hitters going in there. I mean, Tyson Fury is really not known for being a hitter, man. He's known for being a boxer. You know, and being, you know, picking your ass apart. You know, he's like a big freaking Floyd Mayweather.
You know? We do this show on Thursday, of course. All the dust settles, like Rudy said. People whining, crying, and so now. I mean, after the fact that Ngannou cashes in, apparently the pay-per-view numbers didn't quite do as good as like Jake Paul and Nate Diaz. I don't know if 100% true, but what it comes down to is a big payday, and like it lead. We said it. We called it. We said there would be a rematch, no matter what the outcome would be, given you know Ngannou fucking pretty much had the fight, if not a draw.
And you want to know the it didn't do well pay-per-view numbers because of the time difference, in my opinion.
Oh yeah for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people in my, you know, jumping in my DM, hey, what time is this fight starting? And then a couple, or well, I don't know about a couple, I think it was a lot more than just like 10 people were texting me, hey, do you got the link? I'm like, bro, the fight's over. It's the whole entire event is done, and you're asking for who won, or is the fight when does Ngannou gonna fight? Yeah, I think the time difference, really, you're right. It played a huge factor in that, man.
But hats off to the Saudis, bro. The Saudis, man.
Yeah,
they held that event, and it was fucking amazing. The show. The light show was awesome. The stage was freaking awesome. And those guys, they don't give a shit about pay-per-view numbers, dude. They did this just to show off and say, you know what? Look what we could do. We got all the money in the fucking world. Dude. You know, they're just doing it for shits and giggles, man. And people over here talk mad shit. Oh, the pay-per-view numbers and blah, blah, blah. The production. I'm like, bro, that event was badass. They flew in a bunch of fucking celebrities.
I was just going to mention that. All those celebrities and the fighters. Dude.
They hyped it up great. I'm telling you, man, that light show, if you didn't see it, check it out on YouTube. It was freaking awesome, dude.
Hell yeah.
You know why, though? You know why it happened the way it did? The great Vinnie Mac, Vince McMahon, was there, and he had a part in it just because WWE, I mean, they're kind of, you know, from our own.
That's his new homie, says.
Yeah, so he said that's Vince did like a rare interview. The Undertaker was involved, too, and they said that's where, in fact, they're going to do a lot of the big shows, so. Like Rudy said, they're there to put big celebrities, make it a big show, entertainment. The leader in sports entertainment when I was growing up was the WWF, right, Mark?
So, yep. It was.
Bro, the Saudis are going all in on their hotels and their just what they're doing out there, man. It's beautiful. Dubai, all of those cities out there, they're amazing, bro. And you look at the cities here in America now, they're just like rat holes, dude. The fucking rat holes, crime, drugs everywhere. You go into one of these cities, man, it's just all class, dog.
Dude, and they're saying that it's like one of the safest countries in the world right now.
Yeah, so, I mean, it is what it is, man. It is what it is.
I do want to add, though, too, Rob, the people that were wondering when the fight was and asking, you know what those people are?
Not a real fight fan.
Not a real fight fan.
Hey, and you know what? Shout out to our boy, Duran Jr. He put on a fucking show, and he got fucking robbed.
Yeah.
He got robbed. So, if you're listening, Duran, you got robbed.
The Canadian was a freaking idiot. If I can call him on, then he gets fucking dropped.
And Senior was there, too. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, with a lot of, even the great McGregor was there. Mike Tyson.
Yep.
They had all the legends. They took that pick of all the old school, new school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they went all out. It was definitely them showing off and just like, this is what we can do. And it involved, you know, not a one. I mean, it is a one-off fight because it was Francis Ngannou, the previous, you know, baddest man on the planet versus the boxing lineal heavyweight champion. So it was big time, man. Like, I don't understand why people are, I don't know. I'm happy for Ngannou for making more money in one fight or more than the entire UFC roster in one fight. That's what I'm
having, right?
Yeah, that's the other thing that I didn't like is people claiming that Francis is the baddest man. Man, he ain't the baddest man on the fucking planet. He's not the baddest man. He lost to Stipe Miocic. He lost to Derek Lewis. John Jones, bro, you beat that man, you're the baddest man on the planet.
You lose the baddest man of the planet, Ken Shamrock.
Nah, man. Oh, well, yeah, bye. Yeah, I mean, that's his name.
See, the way I'm looking at the, as far as like with the Ngannou Fury fallout, like what happened with that fight, like, okay, Fury won, but like it still moves like the stakes forward into 2024. It's like we got the rematch. It's going to happen. It's kind of like the pyramid take. Like we talked about John Jones, like that fight, apparently Jones had an injury. So the UFC, like that was what quote unquote, what Dana White said, like that's all he gives a shit about, or that's really like, what a lot of like the old hardcores, like people like us, we're waiting for that fight, the Stipe Jones fight. Maybe it does happen in 2024 at UFC 300, but they're still moving like the flag forward, you know, and it doesn't end before the 2023 ends. So that's the way I'm looking at as far as the heavyweight champ. And then, of course, unification bout's always good. An interim title is the easiest way to solve that problem. And we got Pavlovich and Aspinall. They deserve the fight, right?
Yeah, man. I think the winner of that is going to get John Jones. Stipe, I think he's done, bro. I think he's toast. It's just by the time rolls around, he's either going to be get re-injured or he's just not going to be in it, man. And